Skip Maloney is a freelance writer and a sometime playwright. Because he's writing every day, he doesn't always use his free time to write plays unless he's really inspired. Maloney was inspired by the real-life personas of Bill Maher and Pope Francis, so he wrote Billy and the Pope. He begins here talking about Bill Maher.
I admire the man's intelligence. I admire the thoroughness of the research that he brings to a one-hour television show. He doesn't just walk out there and tell his panel to engage in a discussion. He has facts, figures at his fingertips. I understand he has a staff and he's got people to do that, but he appears to be very thorough. And I like, too, the even-handedness of his reactions and the way he spoke about the Pope. He spoke about the Pope with a great deal of respect, even though he is an atheist and does have a tendency sometimes to make fun of organized religion, or in some cases just disdain organized religion in some way. And I found his ability to sort of tread that line in discussions about the Pope to be admirable.
What do you think it is about the Pope that would make someone like Bill Maher be respectful?
From Bill's perspective, I don't think he sees the Pope hammering the dogma of the religion to get an important point across. If the man wants to talk about poverty, he doesn't blame people, he doesn't hit people with religion, he just talks about it and says these are the things that we as Christians, Catholics in particular, want to be concerned about, and we should look at ways to try to solve these problems. And he doesn't sort of hide behind or use Catholic dogma to drive a point home.
And in your play, Billy and the Pope, how do they come together?
Billy has actually been summoned. He has been, the Pope has requested his presence and has asked him to do it secretly. He's asked him as best as he's able to not let anybody know and not make it a big press thing that, you know, Bill Maher is going to see the Pope. So it's a secret meeting, and what Bill finds out when he gets there to Vatican City is that the Pope, in about 3 or 4 days from the time that he, Billy, arrives, is going to host a delegation of Republican congressmen who are coming for reasons that they haven't really made clear to the Pope. It's a regular delegation. I mean, delegations come to Rome apparently all the time, and it's not something unusual that there's a delegation coming, but there is something about this particular Republican delegation not stating specifically what it is that they're going to do there. So the Pope, who has been watching this show that Billy Flanagan puts on, and the Pope wants Bill to be present when the congressional delegation arrives, because whatever it is they want and however it is they're going to couch this thing, he wants Bill as sort of a filter so that these delegates can't get away with something. They can't say something that isn't true because Bill's going to be there, wait a minute, that's not true, that kind of thing. He also suggests to Bill that he's considering endorsing a presidential candidate. This throws Bill for a loop. He doesn't quite know how to deal with that. He thought that there was a prohibition, and as he explains to Billy, yes, the Catholic Conference of Bishops prohibits this in the United States, but I'm the Pope. I can do whatever I choose to do.
That was Skip Maloney talking about his play, Billy and the Pope, hopefully staged soon at a theater near you. Find out more at whqr.org.